The following episode of the Andres Segovia Show debuted on YouTube. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit the notification bell so you never miss out on when a new video goes up. And what follows is the audio portion of said video. If you're listening to this at www.theandressagovishow.com, you'll find the video portion of it embedded in the show notes accompanying the episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Andres Segovia Show.
What's up, everyone? This is Andres, and in this video, I'm going to be doing another reaction to another big, famous influencer leaving California. And in this case, it's Ben Shapiro. There's actually a few videos of his, but I'm reacting to the why I'm leaving. And let me pause it real quick, because he makes some points. I remember seeing this back when it debuted, back just over a month ago. And I figured, you know what? I'm on a roll. So why not check in and react to this? It's been a while, so I don't remember everything that he said. So here are my thoughts that I'll be chiming in to weigh in on why Ben Shapiro and the entire Daily Wire crew company is leaving California.
Big announcement. Are you ready for it? Big announcement. So I have been asked 1,000 times over the past few years, why in the world are you in California? Like, why? Why would Daily Wire stay in California? I mean, this place has turned into a hellhole. All you do all day long on the show is just complain about how bad California has been. And the answer was that I've been in California literally my entire life, except for a 3-year stint when I was at Harvard Law School in Boston. Aside from that, I've spent my entire life in California. And I love this state. It's a beautiful state. It's a state with a lot of culture and a lot of fun to it. You know, it's a great place in terms of activities. You got the beach nearby. You got Disneyland. And then over time, it just became a hellhole. And it has become a hellhole at this point. And so yesterday, we here at the Daily Wire announced that we are moving the entire company to Nashville. So just yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown, former governor of California from 1975 to 1983, and then again from 2011 to 2019, he said, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? You can't, you know, okay, you say that California's bad. Where are you going to go? The answer is we are going to Nashville. We are taking the entire company and we are picking up and we are leaving and we are putting our headquarters in Nashville.
Okay, so if I remember correctly, what Governor Jerry Brown was referring to in terms of where will you go, he was reacting into the big wildfires that have been happening here in California and where can you go to escape climate change is what he was saying. Let me give you some context. Almost every single one of those wildfires was arson. So only in California will you find arson classified as climate change.
Okay, that is where the company will now be located. We're taking all 75 of our jobs, and we're taking our tens of millions of dollars in annual revenue, and we are moving all of that outside the state of California. And this is specifically and really only due to the crappy governance of the state.
You know, that's actually kind of interesting that I'm hearing about a lot more people moving out there. In fact, one of my, if not my first interview that I did for my show, the Andres Segovia Show, when I debuted last year, I interviewed the out-of-state investor, young dude, and he wanted to invest hard into real estate. And I said, you're not gonna do it here in California. You best look elsewhere. And so he did. He was looking at Florida, Georgia, and ultimately where he's been doing very well has been Tennessee, Knoxville, and certain areas like that. So he lives in Arizona. He actually one of those that recently moved out of here. He just packed up and left. It's like, I'm done with California. He took his family, his growing family of three, and just left. But he's still investing in Tennessee, and it's going very well for him. So I find it interesting that a lot of people are, I guess, looking at Tennessee as a new Texas, because every time someone would say they will leave California, where are they going? Texas. Not so much anymore, it seems.
It is not because we are foreign to the state. Again, I've lived here my entire life. My business partner, Jeremy Boring, has been here for 20 years. My parents have been here longer than I've been alive. We're not doing it because we dislike California, because we are newbies, because we couldn't take the heat, anything like that. I've been here the whole time. We are leaving because this place has become so horribly governed that if you have the means to get out, and if you have a company relying on you, and if you have employees who are relying on you, you are going to leave. We are but the tip of the spear. We are not the only ones. Elon Musk has already decided to leave the state. He'll probably be taking a lot of employees with him over time. Joe Rogan has already left the state. We are leaving the state as well. Again, we are taking 75 employees who are based in California, and we are moving. We have about 100 employees across the country. And we are relocating to a state that is not run like garbage, Tennessee. And now, did my business partner and I, to Jeremy and I and Caleb Robinson, our other business partners, did we ever think that we were going to be moving this company to Nashville? No, otherwise we wouldn't have built up these big, beautiful studios here in Los Angeles and employed a bunch of people in Los Angeles. And hilariously enough, when we announced this to our employees, we thought, okay, a lot of people are going to be very upset about it. It turns out far more of our employees are excited about leaving California than would be excited about staying in California because this place has become unlivable. Not only is the rent too damn high because of all of the garbage zoning regulations here, but the quality of life here has degraded radically.
Okay, so he touched upon real estate, so I gotta chime in on real estate. So for those of you that actually tune into my podcast, you would know that this is basically like a dead horse. I have talked about the rental housing affordability issue ad nauseum. It seems like I never ever stop talking about it. And I always point to the big three, which is Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Santa Monica as the big three cities where they had rent control for the longest. And I cited those as examples for why it's a bad idea to implement this statewide, because it's destroyed those areas. It not only gentrified them, it skyrocketed the prices there. So if rent control isn't helping to solve the problem it was meant to solve, why would you put it in the rest of the state? Well, we voted down as the California population, we voted down majority to vote no against statewide rent cap. So 1 year later, the state legislator said that we were wrong, and Governor Gavin Newsom signed it into law, and effective as of this year, we have a statewide rent cap. But when you give a mouse a cookie, they want a glass of milk. So now we have Proposition 21 that's on the ballot this November, which is absolutely worse than Proposition 10. Same group is behind the funding, but they are back in full force to basically just going for the killing blow to destroy housing in California.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I had a tough time convincing my wife just to leave California. Okay? And to be frank with you, I'm going to be splitting my time in some different places, not just in Nashville. But the fact is that trying to get my wife to leave California was not an easy task because she, too, has spent a lot of her life in California. She lived in Sacramento, and now she lives in LA. And so she's been in California for a very long time. And over the past 2 years, she's looked around and she said, okay, I guess you're right. And the reason for that is perfectly obvious. Between the city of Los Angeles deciding that they were going to cede the entire city to low-level criminality, they were not going to enforce the law, they were not going to keep the streets clean, they were not going to make it livable for me to allow my children to play outside of our front gate without adult supervision. Between them allowing the streets to become incredibly dirty and dangerous, because here's the reality, if I let my kids walk around the neighborhood, they will stumble across two open needles during the course of that walk, because the city has specifically told law enforcement they can't do anything about the rampant homelessness problem that has plagued Los Angeles. There are 66,000 homeless people in LA County. Every single underpass in LA has entire living facilities for homeless people.
So to build off what he's saying, yes, that is true. California is the most populous state in the union, the largest economy in the union. And it just so happened that California is also home to the highest homeless population in the union. We're also run by basically one party, where we have a Democrat supermajority in the assembly, in the state senate, and the governor, which is the most extreme leftist governor Democrat that we've had. And none of the policies are working, but somehow it's not the fault of their own policies. It's that they're not spending enough. So they keep trying to tax themselves into prosperity, into solutions and providing for this and that, and decriminalizing, as Ben Shapiro has pointed out here. There was a proposition that we're actually trying to amend in some way, which has decriminalized some low-level criminal activity, as he mentioned. So the new proposition that we're proposing to pass, and hopefully it passed, one of the only two yes votes this year out of 12 propositions, is to basically criminalize crimes that were decriminalized, because it's not helping the general public.
This is not, by the way, sympathy to the homeless, many of whom really need serious help. They are drug addicted or mentally ill. And the city has decided that in the name of freedom, they are going to allow the suburbs to be overrun by this homelessness problem that does affect people who are paying their taxes. Okay, between that, between the fact that they've decided to defund the cops and move away from allowing the police to do their jobs entirely, between the increased taxes and the higher levels of crime and the lower levels of cleanliness, between the fact that God decided to plague the state with a giant wildfire spate over the last several years, apparently.
Arson, and to build off that, because I don't think he mentions it, Governor Newsom also releasing thousands of prisoners in the name of health from being incarcerated.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't need the help, God. Like, I got it. I didn't need the signs and the wonders to drive me from California. And frankly, I'm just hoping that when Michael Knowles looks back at California as we make our way out, that he turns around, he looks back, and he immediately turns into a pillar of salt. Like, that is my dream. But whether or not that happens, we are leaving, and you're going to see more of this. Again, you're going to see a lot of this. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. You're going to see this in LA. You're going to see this in San Francisco. People are going to pick up, and they are going to leave. And the people who are most likely to leave are the people who can afford to leave. Let's be honest about this. The people who are going to get trapped in Los Angeles are the people who are lower middle class, because they don't have the wherewithal to pick up and leave. They don't get to decide, honestly, where their jobs take place. As the head of a company, I get to decide where we take our jobs, and we are excited to allow our people a better living standard moving to some place like Nashville that is not governed like garbage in a red state, than forcing them to stay in a place that is very difficult to raise children and to live. But blue states for too long have thought that they can govern as badly as they want and there will be no consequences. That's true to a point, and then beyond that point, it is no longer true. We have reached the breaking point. We are leaving. And so Daily Wire will see you in Nashville.
Yeah. So I didn't give myself a chance to laugh out loud, but that's okay. It's so going back to that little reference as to why I was laughing so hard. For those of you that are not aware or just not exposed to biblical teachings, he was referring to the moment that you probably heard about, even if you're a secularist, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. So God sends a punishment to Sodom and Gomorrah, and Father Abraham was asking God, should there be these number of righteous, will you spare it? And God said, if I find these many righteous, I will not destroy it. And Abraham kept bargaining down the number to spare Sodom and Gomorrah. God didn't find that many there. There were quite a few less, but he was sparing Abraham's nephew Lot that happened to live there. Lot lived there with his wife and two daughters, and they were allowed to flee before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, but they were instructed, do not look back. Lot's wife look back from curiosity as God was destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, and she turned into a pillar of salt. So that's what Ben was referring to as Michael Knowles, the other host on the Daily Wire, that hopefully when they're leaving, that he'll start, he turns around and becomes a pillar of salt. So Michael Knowles actually posted, I remember seeing this, I think he was on Twitter, then he screenshotted and shared on Instagram, where he was asking his fans, where in Nashville should he live? And Ben Shapiro responded, Los Angeles. It's an inside joke with the rivalry between them two. Ben's written so many books, told so hard to become a best-selling author in that respect, and Michael Knowles becomes a best-selling author writing a blank book. which my kids love, by the way. They love reading that book. anyway, without getting too much into it and the whole political landscape of things, I can attest to you that the construction company that I manage and my father owns and I operate with him, we hit some really hard times, especially around the time of the economic downturn, where we were a company of 30, downsized to about 8, and I even had a forego paycheck just to make sure we kept the lights on. We had to work, I would say, 6 months of our 6 months worth of income for said hard years were just to pay the insurance. That's not even the rest of the overhead. It was just so expensive to have a workman's comp, liability insurance, everything that was being required of us, even new insurances that were being introduced. But because we were so small, we were exempt from those things. That's why it's like, okay, so if we reach this much threshold in employees, it's not worth for us to grow anymore, because or else we'll be paying even more just to make ends meet. You know, that we'd all the income that we're bringing in just be shelled out over there. We can't invest in our own employees. So it's really terrible that California punishes those that work so hard to get things done, and rewards those that don't do anything. But that's what it comes down to. Then you get stories like this, where a company that has been growing Daily Wire is a success story in and of its own, and they're just up and leaving. So my previous video of a reaction, I did a reaction to Gary Bigler from Nerdrotic, his channel where he does reviews of TV shows, where he's leaving. And we're not talking about someone as big as the Daily Wire, but we're talking about a two-income household that was doing pretty well, being forced to leave because of the policies and just the egregious overreach of this state. And they're not the only ones that have done so. So again, those that can have left, I know a lot of people that have left for Arizona, Utah, and Texas. And I guess now I can chalk up Tennessee to this list. So we'll see how Tennessee ends up faring, because some of the states where Californians have Cal exited to have affected with their politics those regions that change the landscapes of elections every 2 to 4 years. So anyway, that's it for this video. Thank you so much for watching my reaction video to Ben Shapiro's Why I'm Leaving California, or the Daily Wires for that matter. But if you like my reactions to these things about in relation to California or housing, let me know. And if you have a video that you probably would like me to react to as a local broker that services Orange County, Los Angeles, by all means chime in the comments section down below so I can check it out. I'm going to be creating a playlist of all these, so all my reaction videos, including some trailer stuff that I've done before, I'll be putting in that playlist. But predominantly I want to keep it to real estate, but hey, you never know. If there's an overwhelming number that asks for a certain topic that I don't really cover, I'll probably chime in anyway, because, well, I'd like to entertain you too. Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Universe to Go Over Show. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay in the know. Follow my podcast in any directories listed down below. For those of you watching on YouTube or you're listening on the podcast, you've already done so. Thank you so much. And as always, I'll see you on the next one.